Welcome and good morning, everyone, to the Jay Mamie Talk Show. This is Jay Mamie, and I want to thank you for joining us once again this Sunday for the Hour of Thrive Time. We've got a great show today, and I'm excited to dive right into it. We've got our featured business spotlight today. We're going to have in at our show Camille Milner, who is going to talk about something different called collaborative divorce. Right now, we have on the line Camille Milner. The reason why Camille Milner is our business spotlight for this show is because she's doing something very unique, as I mentioned earlier in the program. It's a practice called collaborative divorce, and she's one of the premier attorneys, not only in Texas, but around the country. She's really the who's who of attorney, and she's been practicing for quite a long time. So as we continue to bring valuable content on the show that in any area of your life you can thrive, I believe this is an area that for most people, because of the connotations of divorce, can certainly be a difficult time. But when it's done the right way, it can allow you to recover in a way that you can still thrive in your life, in your relationship, future relationships, and parenting and business and so on. So that's why she is our business spotlight today. Camille, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Jay. Glad to be here.
Oh, I appreciate you taking the time. I know you're busy. So let's dive right into this, Camille. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, you can tell from my Texas accent, I grew up here in Denton in Texas. I went to University of North Texas for undergrad, and then I went to University of Texas Law School in Austin.
I love that. So your background has been always committed to the furthering of someone's in terms of the way that they experience life a little better, has always been in a way to protect people, give people guidance. And obviously you've done that now in the field of not only family law, but specifically in collaborative divorce. But most people, like myself, have never heard of collaborative divorce. Most people are just familiar with the traditional divorce methods. But what exactly is collaborative divorce?
Well, collaborative divorce is basically an out-of-court alternative to fighting in court, which is court is a zero, what is called a zero-sum game. Somebody wins and somebody loses, and the way you get to that win is by bringing as much damaging evidence as you can against the other side. And in effect, what happens is, because that's the only system that we had for a long time, you spend a small to large fortune, and very often the relationships of the family are permanently destroyed, and the kids are the ones that suffer the ripples of that, sometimes not just that generation, but for generations.
Now, one of the things that you mentioned yesterday that caught my attention as you and I were having a chance to talk further and really dive into a better understanding in preparation for the show, you had mentioned that part of what makes collaborative divorce so effective is that it keeps everyone's best interest at heart. And whereas in traditional divorce proceedings, that's not always the case. So can you continue to elaborate on what differentiates traditional divorce proceedings with a collaborative divorce practice?
I'd be happy to. I think a lot of the problem is that back in the 60s, and even before that, but primarily in the 60s when divorces were happening, it was only allowed to be approved by court if there was a fault ground proven, whether that was cruelty, abuse, or whatever, abandonment. It could have been a number of things. And so for many, many years, that brand developed in divorce, and people thought the only way to get a divorce was to say horrible things about each other and bring evidence against each other, that they never realized the ramifications that it was going to have long term. So eventually in Texas and in many states around the country, no fault became what is the primary reason for a divorce or the primary grounds for divorce. And what that means is something has happened, whether it's time or circumstances, that the two parties can't continue as a divorced couple. So there is no reason. There is absolutely no reason that they have to go to war and become enemies. And in fact, if you think about it, and the way we set up our collaborative meetings is, I use a metaphor that's a Kleenex box in the middle of the conference table, and instead of fighting each other, the clients are actually sitting on one side of the table and their lawyers on the other side, and then we have a couple of professionals at the end that sometimes assist us, and we are collectively working on a problem together as if we were somebody at the Apple mine factory, you know, out in Palo Alto, California, working on a project. Rather than being enemies and at war, they are working together to problem solve for themselves and their kids.
When did collaborative divorce methods begin? I think most people, because they've never heard of it, they're not even sure when it began. Fill us in on that a little bit, if you could.
Yeah, there was a man, Stu Webb, was a lawyer up in Minnesota in the 80s, and he was so disgusted with the destructive nature that litigation in court has on families that he was about to quit practicing altogether. And he came up with this idea, and it has gone throughout not only Texas, but the United States, and now it is all over the world.
Mm.
And the problem that we have in getting it well known to people is it's a longer conversation, obviously, than a billboard. If you drive down a freeway and you see a billboard that says bankruptcy, divorce, or DWI, people immediately know what that brand is. Collaborative has more layers to it, and so it takes a little bit longer conversation to explain. You don't have to get into the meat grinder of court. You can very mindfully, with privacy, with control, and efficiency, restructure your family relationship so that you can stay a family, but you and your spouse may be more like distant relatives, but you can continue to co-parent and have a completely healthy family. Now, that may sound a little idealistic. I don't mean to say there aren't bumps along the road and that there aren't emotions, but instead of them blowing up, we manage them. We are prepared for them. We are trained on how to deal with them. So we help everybody get through those bumps together and get on the other side in a healthy way.
And I love that. I think that most of us and many of our listeners either have known someone that has gone through a nasty divorce, or maybe you've gone through one yourself. It's ugly, and it just doesn't bear any good fruit. And I think this method, based on what I'm learning, is probably one of the ways that parties can walk away with a lot more peace of mind, a lot more sensibility, and be able to recover from a difficult situation a lot faster. But can you share a case study or a testimonial that really will help our listening audience better comprehend and see the value of your practice?
Well, I have a jillion of them, mm-hmm. because I've done a lot of these cases, but one of my favorites is a family who they had always hosted their extended family for Thanksgiving, the year we were getting their divorce for them. And they decided, instead of letting the family take sides and have separate Thanksgivings with their own families, that what they were going to do is send a letter to their extended family and say, "We're starting a new tradition with our little family of four this year. We're going to go to, it's a very nice hotel venue here, and the four of us are going to begin a new tradition, planning ahead that we will not be a married family anymore, but we are going to move forward as a family." And later, after their divorce was final, the parents were able then still to work together in co-parenting, and when one of their children had a mental health issue and had to be in a residential placement for a little while to get better, they as a family went and shared the holidays with him, giving him their support, not tied up in the conflict, and they have been able to move forward with a family that is healthy and thriving.
That's
just like your show says.
Well, that's the reason why, Camille, I thought that you would be a great component of the show, because it is about thriving beyond a difficult situation, right? And divorce is not an easy situation, but you can get through it. And the most beneficial, peaceful way possible so you can get back to life and get back to thriving. And I think that's what people want today, even if they've decided that divorce is the only way to separate, to dissolve that relationship. They want to live peaceful, thriving lives thereafter.
And so they want to make sure their kids do. That's usually, that is usually an aspiration that we can all reach for.
You're absolutely right. Camille, where could people learn more about you and track you down if they're in need of counsel?
All right. My website is Milner, MILNER-law.com. And they can also look on the Collaborative Divorce Texas website or the International Academy of Collaborative Professionals. And the website for that's collaborativepractice.com.
By the way, guys, Camille and her website will be on our business directory section at our show site, the jmamietalkshow.com. Camille, we appreciate you having taken time to be on our show today.
Thank you for the opportunity to share this, Jay.